Hey guys, how's it going? And welcome to the CW Chinwag podcast. I'm Bill.
And I'm Stuart.
And today we'll be reviewing episode 5 of season 5 of The Flash. Now, me and you differ on opinion on this episode, so let's start with what you thought of it.
Well, for me, I thought it was a slow one. I didn't, but I think it's probably because I think your knowledge is got your juices going in this one. Am I right in saying that?
Well, yeah, like we'll talk about it in a minute. When I see a certain character, I instantly recognize the character, and that, like, I was interested already.
Yeah,
you didn't know who it was.
There's still good bits in it, but I just didn't feel like it didn't grip me and excite me.
Well, a lot to develop, so let's talk about it. So we start off from like where last week left off, where Nora had explained that Iris put a chip in her that dampened her powers for all her childhood, and she was mad and walked out. And then, so we see Barry and Iris waiting at training, and she says she's not turning up. Again, she hasn't been turning up for 2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks without coming in for any training. So she's
so, like, nothing happened in this 2 weeks, like, cicada-related?
I'm guessing not, yeah.
Just 2 weeks passed by for nothing?
Yeah.
And they get a call about a robbery at an art museum, and there's these two guys on bikes being chased by the police. And they do like this weird thing where it's like a guy who's dressed in green on a green motorcycle.
Yeah.
And he's got like the piece of art on his back, and they go down this lane, and then another guy comes out dressed in red on a red motorcycle, yeah, and he passes the art over.
Yeah.
And Barry catches up with the green one, and he's like, he's not got anything. And then they hear Nora on the comms saying, I've got him.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, she's been there to be seen for 2 weeks, and then she turns up saying, I've got him.
But even then, like, she like, knocks him off his bike and grabs him. But the bike, like, continues, like, skidding towards some old people, doesn't it? And luckily, like, Barry manages to stop it. But it just shows, like, still she's like, naive and still just going for the glory rather than seeing the bigger picture.
Yeah.
She'd be going to her training.
Yeah. So, like, they explain that, not like Iris goes mad over the mic saying that's why you turned to training, blah blah blah.
Oh, yeah, because she turned her comms off as well, didn't she?
She like completely like cut Iris off, didn't she?
Yeah,
but then like Nora goes on a rant saying, my whole life you've just been sat behind a desk telling me what I can and can't do.
Yeah,
and she says, like, you never change in the future, and I think that's where this is leading. I think Iris is gonna like change her course of action.
I think, yeah, she might even because she's been not taking a step back from Team Flash, but she's been getting back into her, like, reporting again, hasn't she?
Yeah.
So, I mean, if she were to do that and just move away from the desk, she would straight away be changing, well, hypothetically, changing, like, her
race. But how do you know she didn't do that anyway?
Well, that's the thing. Because, yeah, like, if all of a sudden she did something to dramatically change it, surely Nora would, like, her opinion of her would change immediately.
Well, it has to anyway, because this is going to be like the first timeline where Iris and Barry meet Nora. So obviously, whatever Iris did was in a timeline where they never met Nora.
Yeah.
So, like, already.
Yeah. It's already changed, yeah.
And they know this already from things differently happening with, like, Cicada. So how could you say that won't change?
Well, because if she knows as well, like, 100% that if she doesn't tell her about the powers, they're going to have like this fractured relationship. Would she still make that decision? It depends what like the consequences are of her telling her, I guess, doesn't it?
Maybe. Yeah, that and like it may come down to like a life or death situation where Nora has to have it.
Yeah, well, yeah. Because I don't think that it's purely just like, I don't want her being a speedster. I don't, because her dad was one and went missing, etc.
No, yeah. I think there's more to it, which we'll hopefully find out at some point.
Yeah.
So, one thing to note is Cisco's back. They didn't mention, like, oh, how was your stay at your parents' last week? They got rid of him and said he was staying at his parents'.
Yeah, and he's still, like, not 100%.
Yeah, his powers are still iffy. He vibes Caitlin's dad through some, like, leftover puzzle piece that Caitlin had. And yeah. They make some link to Martin Stein.
Should we take a moment for Martin Stein?
We'll have a second for Martin Stein, yeah. Oh, okay. So, they find out that he knew Martin Stein.
Yeah.
And because Cisco sees his office in a vibe.
Yeah, they make that conclusion like pretty quickly, don't they? Because it was at a university.
Oh yeah, no, because Sherlock.
Yeah.
Works out because like Cisco's like he's wearing a badge and it's yellow and he's like, oh, that's a university badge.
Yeah.
I still think like Sherlock's still just pulling on like knowledge he has from other universities. He's not that great. Yeah.
He's just done the same thing so many times. Like, he just knows so much stuff.
So, yeah, they make that link to Stein and eventually they go get, like, a key to that lab, don't they?
Yeah.
But that's where it's left for the moment. And then we get our first glimpse of, like, the villain of the episode.
Yeah.
Who I was quite excited to see. But, first of all, like, you've got this couple who are, like, I'm not really sure what it is, just, like, a date night in a hotel or something. I don't know where they are.
Weren't they getting married the next day?
Yeah, but shouldn't you not want to see them?
Yeah, no.
But it's odd. He's got this like necklace.
Yeah.
And he said it's like precious. It's like a family heirloom. He's given it to her the night before the wedding. But it's like a box, like a pile of presents, and one of the boxes is like shaking.
Yeah.
Eerily. And then they leave the room, and he opens the box, and it's a character I instantly recognize from the comics because of like the ginger like dreads.
Yeah.
As a ragdoll.
Yeah.
He's basically like this, like, he can't feel pain, contortionist, stretchy sort of guy.
Because that was one thing, like, the noise of him, it was like all his bones were clicking.
Yeah.
So presumably, like, that he's not like Ralph, but he just, like, can't feel anything.
Yeah, he just can't feel pain, and, like, I'm not sure if his bones were breaking, he must be healing pretty quick. I'm not sure sure how it works.
He was proper like eerie and like
they're
was...
playing like the music, like the horror film music in the background and that, weren't they? It was quite creepy. Oh, actually, my partner was sat watching it with me, and like she doesn't usually watch it, but she just happened to be sat there, and she's like, "Bill, I don't like this. This is weird."
Yeah. Thing, yeah. She was like, "I don't like him. I don't like him." Like, the mask as well, like pretty freaky. Like for Flash, like
we didn't ever see him without the mask, like other than a photo.
No,
bit odd. But anyway, he creeps out of his box and, like, he steals the heirloom, and then he's bolting out the window when the girl comes back in and sees him and tells him to stop, and he, like, twists his neck like an owl all the way around.
Turns around.
And then just jumps. She, like, screams. And then the next thing we see, that was in the evening, wasn't it? It was definitely nighttime.
Yeah.
So then the next thing we see, it must be, like, in the morning, like, Irish is there questioning the woman about the thief.
Yep.
But it's like it's got to be the next day, and she's still in the same outfit. Like, did she not get dressed at all?
They've just been up all night.
Maybe. I guess they've been up all night when they reported it, and they've been there ever since. But Barry finds like a thread of hair, doesn't he?
Hey.
Barry finds a thread of hair.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, in the box, and it turns out he couldn't get a match on the DNA.
No.
And that's where that bit is left. And then we get this really weird bit, which I just found quite odd, with, like, Cecile, like, scolding Nora for, like, talking crap about Iris.
Yeah. And I was, like, I didn't... is this the bit as well where she's, like, chatting about these stories about Barry?
When it's sort of the same, but they do cross-cut it a bit, so that bit's a bit later on in the episode.
Yeah, well, she was basically... Because she was saying, like, oh, everyone that lives in this household. And
Cecile.
She's got her reasons to not like Iris. You know, like, they're not going to be able to change what's happened in the future and make her change her opinion. I don't get what, like, Cecile's deal is.
Yeah, like, one, there's no need to go that, like, hard on her.
Yeah.
Two, like... Who are you really? You're like her step-grandmother.
Yeah.
Like, it's not really your place to be telling her off.
Yeah, it's not like Papa Joe's telling her this.
Yeah. So that's where that's left for the moment. We talk about what that goes into in a minute. But we see quite a large party of Caitlin, Cisco, Ralph, and Sherlock.
Yeah.
Go into Stein's old office. He said that they got the key from his wife. His widow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Cisco vibes something again. He says he can see, like... Oh, no, that's not quite yet. There's a... Oh, no, he does. He does. And he does the elements on the chalkboard, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And Caitlin recognises it as another puzzle and finds a word like Keown.
Yeah.
And then, like, Sherlock clicks and is like, oh, did you see this figure in your vibe? Your vision? And it's like a woman's face. And, like, they all recognise it as Killer Frost, but then he's like, no, not Killer Frost. It's like a Norse god of the winter or something.
Yeah.
So, like, what are we to believe? That, like, Killer Frost is actually an alter ego who is a god? Like,
and, like, it doesn't make sense. Like, I don't get it. Like, surely Caitlin at some point was, like, younger. Like, oh, I don't know. Like, what are they trying to say? That she's been about for ages?
Yeah, like, gods, I guess, are immortal, but, like, Caitlin's only so many years old, but, like, and she was even Killer Frost as a kid, as we've seen at the end of the last series.
Yeah.
But then what happened, I guess, is what we're going to find out, is how did Killer Frost become, like, dormant up until, like, recently when she found her, when we saw it live in, like, season two or something?
Yeah. There's so much, like, explain with this whole situation.
Yeah. And I guess we're going to find out, but they work out about this chemical lab that's been abandoned that from Cisco's vision, and that's where they go to next.
Yeah. He's also feeling it as well, isn't he? When he's vibing now, like,
his hand is causing him pain, and he started bleeding.
Yeah.
Okay, so the next part we see is Iris, like, moaning about Nora and being worried about Nora not liking her. And she says, I guess, like, every girl wants to be Supergirl when they grow up. But I'm thinking, like, Supergirl's not on Earth 1.
No.
So not everyone knows about Supergirl.
No. Nobody knows about her. Like, much. Yeah, they wouldn't be, because the crossover was in Earth X. So nobody knows about her.
And even the previous crossover, I think she might have come to Earth 1. But even then, like, it's not... There isn't an Earth 1 Supergirl.
No.
It's very odd.
Yeah.
So then we see this, like, guy on the phone, like, going on about trying to sell a building. He's an architect. He's the best architect ever.
Yeah.
But then, like, Ragdoll comes in through the air vent and attacks him.
All clicky.
Yeah. It is quite creepy. But yeah. I liked him. And
Good one.
But then Barry and Iris are at Star Labs and they've got a match. How did they get this match?
I don't know.
They work out who it is.
Yeah. Is it
from the hair?
Maybe.
But he like, someone reports a bomb being set off at the building and Barry goes there as the Flash and, like, he sees Ragdoll, like, creeping out the air vent, and all he says is, like, Flash. Like, I don't know why you do that.
Yeah.
But then the building blows, and, like, Barry gets the architect out. But then, like, you see Ragdoll just, like, climbing up the rubble at the end, like, all broken and crushed.
They go to, like, that ball thing, and that where they work out who it is?
No, because they go there because they know it's his mum.
Oh, right, okay.
So basically, they work out that it's this Peter Miracle, who's like the son of the millionaire who was put in prison.
Yeah.
And they find out she's having this, like, fundraiser, so they go to it.
Yeah.
But before that, you see Caitlin and co at the chemical labs again. Yeah. And they're saying that, like, it was like a self-arson job to, like, fake his death.
Yeah.
And they're saying that, like, to do this, he'd need help. And then there's a box with the company of Caitlin's mum there.
They're like, oh, we'll go back and see her again. But Sherlock's quick to, like, shoot that down, isn't he?
Yeah, he's like, we've been there once before and she's denied it. What's going to be different this time?
Yeah.
Which is true, really.
Well, yeah.
But, like,
probably hiding something.
Yeah. I guess so. Like, she was pretty dodgy when they went there last time. So Cisco tries to vibe the box, but then he just, like, gets a nosebleed and passes out.
Yeah.
which obviously, like, I think is leading, you know, like how the episode where he was hurt by Cicada was called The Death of Vibe.
Yeah. Yeah, he's losing his powers.
I think that's it. I think that's what's happening.
Yeah, because, well, no, that's later in the episode.
But also, it's quite odd, you know, I predicted, like, episode one about how he's going to, like, willingly let someone take his powers.
Yeah.
Because he couldn't get past Gypsy, which hasn't been mentioned since.
No. He was, like, quite gutted for a bit, wasn't he? But now he's kind of over it.
Yeah, so it's not really been mentioned. I don't really think that's going to happen anymore either, about him, like, submitting his powers to someone. I think he is just going to have to stop using them, otherwise he's going to, like, kill him.
Yeah.
So, Barry and Iris go to the ball and question Peter Miracle's mother. But she just, like, she just doesn't want to know him, does she?
Yeah, she's literally like, you got 2 minutes of my time. What is it?
And what do you want? Then when, like, her son's mentioned, she's just like, she abandoned him after he was arrested and embarrassed the family.
Yeah.
And that sort of hits the chord of Iris, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But it was really odd, this whole bit where they're having the dance. Like, I don't know why Barry was forcing them to have a dance. You need a bit?
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah, we never had a first dance.
Yeah, because then, like, the crossover on my wedding all went tits up, shall we say.
Yeah.
But then, like, Iris is like, I gotta go, sorry, and runs out. And then, like, 2 seconds later, Barry follows her. And she's, like, working about...
the window as well, wasn't he?
Yeah, like, Ragdoll was still on top of the building watching them, wasn't he? But I don't get, like, why did he even attack Barry? Like, because that's what happens next, basically. Why?
Yeah, I don't know.
I can't work out why he was after Barry in the first place.
Does he know?
Well, I don't know. Where does he even end up? Locked up. But Ragdoll.
I didn't think they got him.
Well, yeah, because we'll get to that. We'll get to it. We'll get to it.
Yeah.
Okay, so the next bit we see is Cisco in a bed in Star Labs with Caitlin. And Caitlin tells him that basically there's remnants of Cicada's dagger in your blood, in your hands, and every time you use it can kill you.
Yeah.
And then he's going on like how he thought his powers were cursed at first because like when he kept seeing Thorn killing him over and over again.
Yeah, but now it's like it's his identity now, isn't it? It's not like it's part of him.
And he feels like he'd have no values in the team without them.
Yeah.
But like Caitlin tells him to shut up, basically. You were a genius before you had your powers.
Yeah,
and you're still a genius. Like,
losing his powers will be a loss, but he's still like he's still useful, you know. Like,
yeah. Well, Caitlin says, "Look, that happened to me like last year when Killer Frost was taken from me."
Yeah.
And she's still like contributing.
Did you think there was any? I might be wrong, but I thought it was getting a bit not romantic, but maybe that they were heading towards that way.
No, I kind of did think about it, but I just think it's not. I don't think they'll do it. I think they're just really
good friends. I don't think they'll.
No, I don't think so. There was a funny bit where like Caitlin's like, "You created a cold gun that was like good enough to stop the speedster," and and then Cisco's like, "Yeah, that cold gun was pretty cool, wasn't it?" And then she was like, "It was immediately stolen."
Yeah.
I remember that was Captain Cold that stole that, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So then, like, we see Cecile with Nora again. And she's, like, trying to tell Nora all these stories about Barry's childhood.
Yeah. I question how she knows all this.
Yeah, I've got that. Yeah, I've written that down in my notes. Just, like, how does she know all this when, like, she was only with Joe, like, 2 seasons ago?
Yeah.
She was never like, there for any of their childhood.
Yeah, I get it, like, wanting to know a bit about Joe's kids. But that excessive, where they're, like...
Talking about it like, back in the day, like...
He was sat next to the kid who had no one for the yearbook and all this. And I was like, even when she was saying it about Barry, I was like, how does she know this about Barry? And then, like,
she reveals actually it was about Iris because, like, really, that's so cool. And she was like, well, it was actually about Iris. So,
yeah,
you need to take away all these things about her in the future.
Because, yeah, that's not what she is at the minute.
Yeah. We actually noticed there's no Joe in this episode.
Yeah, I think, do you think maybe now?
Now he won't be in it for a while.
Yeah. They didn't really mention it, did they? She just said, like, oh, when Papa Joe's back.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think he's going to be in it for a while. So we see Barry on the phone to Iris.
Yeah.
And, like, Ragdoll comes up behind him and knocks him out whilst on FaceTime. So, like... But then he puts the, like, the meta handcuffs on him, doesn't he? So he can't flash his way out of it.
Yeah.
And the team are, like, at Star Labs saying, we need to get there now. We've got no speeds there because Nora wasn't responding.
Yeah. Vibe. No vibe.
He doesn't want to vibe because he'll pass out again. And then they're like, what's the item they call it? The little, like, portal machine they've got?
It basically does the job of...
Vibe.
Yeah, it opens up a thingy, doesn't it?
But then, like, Sherlock's just like, I broke it. Like, how did you break it?
Yeah.
It's just convenient, like, storyline.
Why aren't they, like, I know, like, Ralph comes in, like, Argo. Like, why aren't they thinking of Ralph anyway? Surely Ralph's their only option.
Ralph's the only one with powers left. Like, yeah. Why didn't they think of him at all? He comes in, like, don't worry, I've got this.
And I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll take Iris with me, because she'll be of some use.
Because she's got a big gun.
Yeah. That really bugged me. I was like, why is she going?
Yeah. But then, like, Iris is like, I'll drive. And then Ralph's like, actually... I want to try something. I saw it in a comic. And he just pure, like, Spider-Man's it across the buildings with his stretchy limbs. It's pretty funny.
That's cool.
And then, like, you see Barry tied to a chair, like, on the edge of a building.
Yeah.
And then he wakes up and comes to, and, like, I thought this was so weird, when Ragdoll was just, like, on the floor in the corner.
Yeah.
And just gets up and, like, proper, like, the ring crabs his way over to him.
Yeah.
Like, why was he laid on the floor like that? Is that comfortable? Is that how he sits? Like,
yeah. Everything about him is, like, creepy.
Was it just to be creepy?
I think so.
And, like, how long... If he was doing it just to be creepy, like, how long was he led there waiting for Barry to wake up?
Ready to go.
And then, so he spiders his way up to him, and then, like, Ralph and Iris drop in with a gun, with a gun aimed at Ragdoll, and Ragdoll's like, you shoot and he dies.
Yeah.
And then Ralph's like, let him go. And he's like, okay. And just kicks Barry off the building.
Yeah.
And then, like, Iris jumps off.
I know.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
And, like, go on.
Really annoys me. Why are they trying to make her not this hero? You know, like, she's not. She's annoying.
Yeah. But we also find out, actually, that when Ralph's talking to Ragdoll about how he became Ragdoll, like, the satellite from the... Also, that Barry is Barry that's talking to him, actually. I remember now, because Barry was like, oh, from the night of... Is that just common knowledge that, like, everyone knows that that day was called the night of the Enlightenment? Like, surely a Ragdoll would be like, what's the Enlightenment?
Yeah, what night?
Like, the satellite basically landed on him and crushed him dead, but gave him powers, so, like, he survived it. And that's... It's weird that how does the way he, like, got crushed makes his powers that way.
Yeah, it means that he's, like...
But, like, so is he... He's meta. He hasn't got meta tag.
Yeah, he's meta, yeah.
So what, the satellite could create metas?
Yeah, it's another flash convenience.
Yeah. But, why does he wear the mask?
I think that is just for effect, isn't it?
Well, it must be, because absolutely no relevance whatsoever to his powers to, like... I thought if it was the mask... I don't know. They had some sort of backstory where he was a clown and he was wearing the mask when he got crushed.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no. So Barry gets knocked off the building. Iris jumps off the building after him with a key to his, like, meta handcuffs.
Yeah.
Manages to, like, catch up with him in the air, unlock his handcuffs, and then Barry goes flash and saves them.
Yeah. Rather than stretching over and catching him.
Yeah, which would have been a lot easier. We didn't even get to see the fight between Ragdoll and Ralph.
No.
So, like, basically, Barry saves Iris in the end, like, lands them safely. Nora's there. She just got there in time because Caitlin called her and told her what was going on. Yeah. Nora was very impressed with what Iris did.
Yeah.
But then, like, Ralph falls from the sky in, like, a giant balloon form.
Yeah.
And you see, like, Ragdoll stuck inside of him.
Yeah.
Like, what we assumed happened here? Did he eat him, or has he, like, stretched his stomach around him?
Like, swallowed him whole.
Yeah, odd. But Ragdoll's just stuck inside of him.
Yeah.
And then, like, I guess, like, he gets put away because he's like, oh, have you got those handcuffs? And they must have put it on Ragdoll.
Yeah.
And then he must have been put away because then they're back at Star Labs and Cisco's like, I'm going to call him Ragdoll. That's the official naming of him.
I didn't think they needed to get rid of him this episode. Like,
what, Ragdoll?
Yeah, I think they could have kept him.
Yeah.
Maybe not at large, but at least like for another episode. Like, it seems like a waste of a one episode a night.
And his motive's just odd. Why did he steal the necklace? Why did he blow the architect's building? Why did he attack Barry? None of those three things could be linked.
Yeah, they didn't fit together, did they?
Not at all. It's just odd.
Hmm.
Yeah. But we finally see Nora and Iris bonding.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
We're like, Nora was going through her like yearbook that Cecile gave her.
Yeah.
And talks about all the cool things she did as a kid. Because apparently Iris never talks about it in the future.
Yeah. Obviously, whatever happens just turns Iris into like militant mom.
I can't remember why Ralph says, but he refers to Sherlock as Shirley. He's like, me and Shirley here, we're thinking. Shirley and Baby Giraffe.
Baby Giraffe.
But then Cisco has a brainwave and says that, how has he not thought of this already? I know he was in a bit of a funk over Gypsy, but like he just thought about, hey, wait, the Vo set out 5 satellites. We only destroyed one. There's 4 still out there. Maybe we can take over them.
Yeah.
And that's what he does.
Yeah. Surely someone should have thought of that before.
Yeah. Like a room full of geniuses should have thought of that already.
Yeah.
But then they're like, okay, so we're ready now. We could try and find Caitlin's mum's like black site where she might be keeping her dad. But Caitlin's like, no, I'm not ready yet.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much the end of the episode.
Yeah.
Also, no cicada at all this episode.
No, nothing. This is why it wasn't great for me.
I suppose there are some goods and some bads. I think my only real highlight was Ragdoll, because I quite like Ragdoll.
Yeah, he was a proper badass, like creepy villain.
Yeah.
But in terms of like,
now, I suppose, yeah, it's not great, like, the whole villain. It seems like they just horseshoed the villain in because the villain was cool. There's absolutely no reason for him to be there.
Or motive for what he was doing.
Yeah. But I guess the development we did get was Nora and Iris are bonding.
Yeah.
Caitlin is quite a bit, like, so they think Iris's mum has definitely got something to do with it, and possibly at some of her old abandoned black sites is where her dad will be.
Yeah.
Nothing cicada, really.
Vibes done, essentially.
Yeah, pretty much. There was a bit actually where Sherlock said he narrowed down where cicada would be living because of the trajectory.
But it was a big site, wasn't it? It wasn't like it was like a few buildings.
Yeah.
Quite a big bit. But he
still narrowed it down. But that seemed to be like really minor. No one ever brought that up. Like, oh, well done. That's really good. So, if we were to rate this episode out of 10?
Well, I'll stick to my original, which was 6.5. I mean, yeah, I take your points, but that was my initial thought.
Well, I think maybe I was just hyping it because of Ragdoll, when really, I suppose there was some good bits. I'm going to go 7. I'll up it just by 0.5.
Yeah, I'll agree. That's fine.
So, we will be back next week with another Chinwag on The Flash.
Yeah, is Flash back on Thursday this week?
I think so, yeah. It was only because of the football that it was delayed by day this week, wasn't it?
Yeah, cool.
So yeah, we'll be back, oh, I guess Thursday.
Yeah.
Which, as of recording, isn't that far away.
No. But yeah, also check us out on our Arrow and Legends of Tomorrow podcasts.
Yeah, you can find them on our Twitter page at WChimwag, and also on my YouTube channel, Gert's Bilbo. And we'll be back next week.
Yeah, we'll see you then.
All right, thank you.
See you then. Bye.